All right, we're about 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And joining me here in studio is Michelle Forres. She's an environmental scientist at Patrick's Point State Park, and we got an Earth Day event that's coming up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So now this Earth Day event we were talking a little bit off air is pretty much dealing with getting rid of and pulling non-invasive or non-native invasive plants. Is that right?
Correct. Primarily English ivy. European settlers brought over lots of plants with them. And before it was a state park, there were a few homesteads there that had planted English ivy. And
that stuff just takes over.
Yes. It takes over the ground cover, grows up the trees, can actually add weight to the trees and sometimes cause them to fail when we have heavy rains and wind.
Wow. Is that the same stuff that like climbs up on buildings?
Correct.
Wow.
Like the Ivy colleges.
Ivy League.
Yes. Right. Back on the East Coast. Yeah.
That's why they call it that.
Yes.
I guess it's kind of an interesting thing, but it's really nasty for our redwoods when it climbs up them.
Pretty much all of our trees.
All the
primarily
trees.
Primarily Sitka spruce at Patrick's Point State
Park.
That's true. But yes, other state parks up here are primarily redwoods, and we do have problems in other parks too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that just climbs, just as tall as the tree is. It can just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, and once it gets up to the sun, that's when it will actually flower and fruit, and birds really enjoy the berries and will carry them off and start a new infestation someplace else.
Oh, dear.
So it's really important to get it off the trees, one, to keep it from fruiting, and two, to help save the trees.
So now, since this stuff climbs way up into the trees, how do folks get to it? I mean, you just... get it at the base and just let it die off, or what?
Right, exactly. So we cut it wherever it's comfortable around the base, pull that out of the ground. And then for the most part, if there's no soil accumulation farther up in the tree, the English ivy will die because it just uses the tree as a support platform. It's not actually a parasite where it bores into the tree to get nutrients.
Just climbing up there to get way up there and
to
catch
get to
some
the sun.
Sun.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, so now this event, I assume you're mentioning this because it's open to the public and you want to get some help.
Correct. So it's the 9th annual Earth Day event at Patrick's Point State Park, and that's Saturday, April 13th. Around 8:45, 9 o'clock is registration, and we'll work for a few hours pulling out English ivy and other invasive plants, and then we'll actually have a picnic barbecue for all of the volunteers.
Ooh, really? What kind of stuff's getting barbecued?
Generally, we do hot dogs and veggie dogs, uh-huh. And then we have a variety of salads like pasta salad, potato salad, fruit salad, and then of course we'll have gloves and tools for folks to use, or they can bring their own.
Now Patrick's Point, it's a wonderful place. I assume most people in Humboldt County have been to Patrick's Point State Park at some point, and if you haven't, you're really missing out. It's a beautiful spot, and there's all kinds of different spaces there. There's a big space, I think, called Red Alder that our son's elementary school rents like every year for their graduation, and it's just great, a big thing, and there's the whole school comes out and has a great time with it.
Yes, we're actually meeting right next to Red Alder at the Sumeg Village.
Okay.
So, but the person at the entrance station will give everyone directions on where to meet within the park.
That's good, because you know it's big.
Yes.
You can't get lost if you're not careful. Okay, so now aside from the ivy, which seems to be a big problem, so there are other invasive plants. What are they?
Yes, we have a little bit of English holly here and there. We have this bulb plant that has these really nice orange flowers, but is starting to take over our meadows and along the road edges, called Montbretia. We have a little bit of Scotch broom in one of our meadows. And then a variety of just other little stuff here and there. But our main infestation, our main plant, is English ivy that's causing most of the problems.
Now, and a lot of people aren't sure as to, you know, why some of these non-native plants are a problem. Obviously, the ivy is, because it can actually cause damage to the trees, but some of the ones don't. From what I understand, the big problem is that they crowd out the native species.
Correct. So a lot of times you'll see just a monoculture of a non-native invasive plant. And so that has outcompeted all of the native plants in that area, which is then not providing habitat for our native fauna, for our wildlife. So you reduce their habitat and their food source. And so because they have not, that this new introduced plant has not evolved with the native animals here, they have to find new habitat someplace else and move farther out to find food.
So how many volunteers are you looking for?
Well, I'll take as many as possible, as many as that show up. Last few years, we've had over 100. So we're always prepared for over 100 volunteers to show up.
That's great. Now, give the exact time and place you're meeting.
So we want to meet at Patrick's Point State Park at the Sumeg Village between 8:45 and 9 o'clock. And if you have more questions, you can contact me at 677-3109.
677-3109. Okay, and I'm writing it down from 8:45 until 9. And what was the date?
Saturday, April 13th.
Okay, Saturday, April 13th. Okay. And about how long does this, do you guys usually work on it?
We usually work from about 9:15 to 11:30, you know, 2.5 hours, hopefully, of pulling weeds. And then we all meet back up to have the picnic barbecue.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a good thing. And you can feel good about yourself if you're helping out Mother Nature.
And you get free admission to the park. So the event and you got a good lunch, you can go hiking and not have to pay the day use fee to get into Patrick's Point.
Oh, and if you like a good hike, that is a great place for it. There is just so much beautiful stuff to see. It's just breathtaking.
I'd recommend the Rim Trail or hiking down to Agate Beach and looking for rocks.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a fan of the Rim Trail. It's just stunning. Absolutely stunning. And yeah, it's just one of the great things about, you know, I'm always amazed at people who've lived here in Humboldt County, you know, maybe their whole lives or many, many years, and haven't actually taken advantage of the fact that they live in one of the most beautiful places on earth.
I've actually heard that a lot from some locals that they've never been to a lot of the state parks, which is shocking to me.
I mean, I grew up in Southern California and actually met people who had never been to the beach before. It's like, what? How is that even possible? You live where there's nothing but beach. But, you know, here is nothing but gorgeous outdoor beauty. So you definitely should take advantage of it. Good time to get exposed to it and to help out Mother Nature at the same time.
Yes.
All righty. Well, Michelle, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.